This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hi, Patriots, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Short of It. Let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from His Word. 1 Peter 2, 9 through 10. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for He called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Okay, so I know it's Tuesday, but we have to talk about something very significant that happened over the weekend here in Washington, D.C. We have to talk about the prayer march. My parents actually flew in from Florida to attend, and they left yesterday, which is why I didn't get a chance to speak about it yesterday. So I had to come on and speak about it today. So I'll just give y'all my personal experience. It was really great to be able to attend with my folks and my husband, and for all of us to be there and share in this great thing together. It was also an answer to prayer to see the turnout. I was worried about the turnout because you never know who buys into this COVID thing to a greater degree than other people. I was walking my dog today and we passed this gentleman that decided that he needed to put his shirt over his nose because I didn't have a mask on and he didn't have a mask on. And it was like, really, dude? Because your shirt is going to protect you from a virus that you're, you know, obviously deadly afraid of. But it was an answer to prayer to see, you know, 55,000, 60,000 people there. I don't care what God you prayed to, but you came out and you took a stand for faith. You said to the left, after everything that has happened this year, you are not going to steal my joy. Not today. And that was a really great feeling because, leading into the second thing, it gives us hope. Because it gives us people hope to see that many people and everybody that watched across America. We talk about the silent majority. There's a huge majority of people that still have hope, that are still actively praying for our country. And we have said over and over again, a lot of people, not just me, that God is going to get us out of this mess. That's like the only way we can get out of this mess, because the left has done terrible, terrible damage to our country this year. Y'all realize they have stolen a whole year from us, right? I mean, that's insane. There is still hope. And it shows that there's still power in prayer. I mean, it's a basic thing, right? Of course there's power in prayer. But to see it manifest right before your eyes with that many people in the nation's capital was just an incredible thing. And I hope it encouraged everyone that was there and everyone watching at home to pray daily for our country, to pray daily for our president, to even pray for the Democrats, that God softens their hearts and that He keeps them from cheating and that Trump wins in November. I believe with all my heart that it's imperative. And this is part of doing your part to help save the country. Everyone can get down on their knees and say a 5-minute prayer every day to the Lord and cry out to Him to heal our land. Because you know what? I believe that God is moving in America, and I believe that we are going to see some miraculous things the next coming months. Yes, it may get rough, and yes, it may get bumpy, but I do believe there will be protection. I do believe in the midst of the storm, if you focus in, you're going to be able to see God's hand in all of it. And I'll close with this. I was listening to a Charles Stanley sermon last night entitled Why Bad Things Happen. Now, of course, we may never know why bad things happen to good people, but in one instance, an example that he gave was he had tripped while he was at home and he ended up having to go to the hospital. And the very first thing that he thought to himself as he was falling down was, Lord, what are you up to? And it could have all turned out a lot worse. So even in the midst of him falling and having to go to the hospital and having to be in rehabilitation, he was able to see the blessings within that storm, because he realized that it could have been a whole lot worse, because he could have hit his head, he could have needed surgery, the list goes on and on. But he did keep asking God, okay, Lord, you have my attention, what are you up to? And God revealed it to him 5 months later. And basically, it was get a chance to slow down because he had been busy his entire life and to reach a whole lot of people, because him being Charles Stanley, he's famous. People know who he is. So he was able to minister to a lot of people and to witness to a lot of people and bring a lot of people to the Lord in the midst of what was happening to him. And so it reminds me of what's going on in America now. It's like, Lord, what are you up to? Like, what are you up to this year? You have all of our attentions. And so I think if we continue to focus on God, we're going to see what he is up to, and he's going to bring America through this. Now, when and how, I don't know, but that's where faith comes in. God is on his own timetable. Time is totally different for God than it is for us. So I would just encourage you, don't lose hope. Focus on God, even if you have to do it day to day when you can't see the big picture, when we don't know, gosh, what's going to happen with the election, or there are going to be riots, or there are going to be this and that. It's really easy just to spiral down to what if land. But let's keep our focus centered on God. Let's focus on him. Lord, what can I do today? What are you placing on my heart to help save America? And that's the short of it. Really quickly before I go, if you would like to help support our work, there's two easy ways you can do that. The first way is just to listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click, listen, and share. If you would like to become a $2 patron, you can do that over at redhatchat.com. Just click the donate button at the top. Thanks so much, and thanks for listening, and I'll see y'all next time.